At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
That was pretty good. I think we're old hats at this already.
Our second podcast.
Got our second podcast that has no name yet.
Yeah, still untitled.
I think it's going to come. I feel like when I give you my pitch, it might not be a very polished pitch, but I hope you'll understand.
I'm really excited because I like the name, but I don't know exactly where it's coming from.
I think it also hits like, it feels like a current podcast name.
Yeah, like, that's
call
true.
Her Daddy. It hits those right. Three words.
Yes. Yes, I see what you're saying. Sorry, I need to adjust this.
That's okay. What did you have that you wanted to say on the podcast?
Well, I had a story that happened to me today.
I'm listening.
But yeah. Do we want to just jump into it? I feel like your story is probably more interesting.
Well, that's the thing. I think it might take up a lot of space.
Okay. Also, hi, everyone. Welcome to our second episode.
We're back.
We really don't know what we're doing, if you can't tell. And we don't have a name, but that might change today is mm-hmm. what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I had a couple topics, but then something happened to me on my walk through today and I reacted in a way and it was a very small interaction, but I'm curious how you would have reacted and if you think I reacted. I don't know. I don't want to say in the right way.
I have no idea where this is going.
So I was walking with Rue.
Uh-huh.
And Rue is
off leash, on leash,
on leash,
on leash.
It's like not relaxing. She's a lot.
That was a cheese string.
That was a cheese string. I don't know if it's the mic will pick that stuff up, but
I saw some movement.
Oh, really?
We also might have like a ton of echo here, so
yeah, we'll
that's
kind
of that'll be again. Who's listening?
Yeah, we
who's
still listening? Haven't listened to the first episode yet because our editor. There's been some delays. It's fine.
We're going easy on them today.
Yeah, we'll be nice. They're also not here. So, you know, we don't have to deal with their judgy
face.
Yeah,
you can't pick a fight with someone who's not there.
That's true. It's just not fair. Rue is, she's difficult. Is it good?
Oh, love cheese strings.
Okay. She's not easy. She's fun, but she's not easy. It's not like a relaxing adventure to walk her, you know? It's like a pretty active.
Yeah, what's
I'm like watching everything. She's very excitable. Yeah. She's reactive to other dogs, but in a like I just love everything kind of way.
Oh, that's,
you know?
That's cute.
So we're walking. And I hear a dog barking behind us, but it sounds like it's in a yard. And it starts like freaking out. And I was like, whatever. I just like keep going. I'm trying to keep her focused. And then I turn around and this dog is just booking the sidewalk to us. It's like this silver lab.
Okay, silver lab.
Yeah, they're like gray, like
silver
a
silver lab. Silver.
That's horrible.
Gray.
Yeah, they're like a gray
so
color.
So did they just like name it silver?
Because
it's
I don't know.
Just gray.
I mean, like it's cute. They're cute. You should Google one. They're cute.
Yeah, I can do that.
So, and of course, it's like booking at us, and it's very close.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that was called silver.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also thought it was brown.
Yeah, gray. They're like a gray-brown color. So anyone who hasn't seen one should look them up because they're cute. They're
I
labs.
I feel
it
like
was,
you know all the dog
I do know
types.
A lot of dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, this dog's going to attack Rue. Of course, that's like the first thing I think. And Rue, I walk with her on a waist belt. So she's attached to me. She's very close to me. Don't laugh at me.
But like, I'll ask the same questions for later.
Okay. So like... I'm trying to get her unhooked from me. I'm trying to put her 6 foot on her so I have more space. And I can pretty quickly tell that this dog is very friendly. Like its body language is very, it just really wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it reaches us, it's like play bowing and jumping around. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like trying to not have her on a super tight leash.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes dogs, but I could tell she was like a little freaked out by the energy that this dog had come at her with, which mm-hmm. is fair because it was rude. So I'm like halfway through this down the sidewalk beside this field. So then the house right beside the field, a car's in front of it. And these people like walk around the front of their car. So I call at them. I would say I'm like probably two house distances away from these people. So I'm not that far. But I call at them. I was like, is this your dog? And they call the dog. And then they like don't acknowledge anything. They don't say anything to me. They just like turn. They're going back. And the dog just like quickly runs back. Like it was totally fine. And they quickly run back, turn back, and they're like getting stuff out of their car. And for a second, I'm just looking at them. I'm like, okay. Like, and then I had my headphone in, and they hadn't said anything. I'm pretty confident beyond calling the dog, they hadn't said anything up to this point. And then I call at them. I don't want to call it yelling because I don't think I was yelling, but I did have to raise my voice so they could hear me.
There's a distinction between yelling and like using a really loud voice. And unfortunately, the only person who knows if you're yelling or like whatever is you. Yeah.
So either way, I raised my voice so they could hear me. And I said, you're lucky my dog is friendly. Because frustrated that they made no acknowledgement. They didn't say like, I'm sorry. They didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then they are saying things, but I don't know if they're talking to me or they're talking to the dog because I have a headphone in and I had like an audiobook playing in my headphone. Yeah. So I could hear that they were saying things
to worry about.
And I don't know if they were talking to me or if they were talking to the dog or if they were talking to like the other people that were there. But I was like, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. But I was like, you are lucky my dog is friendly. Mm-hmm. Like if I had a reactive dog, mm-hmm. we'd be in a very different situation
honestly.
Now. Because, and it wasn't like they could, if my dog was reactive, there would have been a lot of damage before they could have gotten to their dog. Mm-hmm. You know, we were far enough away. And luckily their dog like called off no problem. But I was like, you're not even going to like apologize. Like just a little like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you like cut somebody off in traffic, but then you like give a wave afterwards, mm-hmm. being like, it wasn't personal.
It wasn't great. It wasn't personal. Yeah. Like, sorry.
I really thought that this was going to end in you kicking a dog.
Oh, well, if and a like, dog had attacked Rue, I probably would have had to kick a
and
dog.
And that was what you were, like, worried. Like, yeah. should I not kick this dog in the face?
To be fair, if a dog attacked Rue, I would have no qualms about kicking a dog in the face. And I like dogs. I should make that very clear. I like
pretty much all dogs.
I love dogs. I like them more than people.
Yeah.
Like 98% of the time.
I'm not the same, but that's what makes this dynamic interesting.
Just that. And on a regular, if that dog had been on a leash, that's the kind of dog I'm eating. Relax.
How are you?
I ripped it. I just
into
put
like
a piece
many,
back.
Many. Oh, I see.
I just
see.
Like this. It was
I thought
too
you
big.
Were like just like getting in, like getting organized. Get like your 16 pieces of string cheese ready, laid
so
down.
So you just eat them one at a time. Yeah. That would be weird.
But like, would it?
I think there's a lot you can say about a person based on how they eat string cheese.
We have to come back to that.
Yeah.
But before we lose track of what's really important here, I don't think, like, I kind of really enjoy how you responded. I think, like, even paying attention to what they were saying or, like, after that.
I'm trying not to chew into the mic. I don't know if it's working.
I think, like, if you got into a fight, diminishing returns.
Yeah.
But just like yelling something snarky at somebody and then just like not paying any more attention. I love that.
Yeah. And if they possibly did not respond to me at all, I don't know. But I was like, not cool. I've had these interactions in the past where I've said things to people and then just walked away. Cause I'm like, I'm not dealing with your response. I just need you to hear what I'm saying.
You get to sit with that.
Yeah.
However you
sleep at night.
You do not get to convince me of anything or try to persuade me. You mm-hmm. have to live with the reality that someone probably hates you a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe the year before we were at a Remembrance Day ceremony.
Oh, God. I remember this one.
Have I told you the story? This one behind me.
But they
talking.
Don't know.
That's true. Our listeners, all of our listeners, have never heard the story before. So they're.
This one goes out to Suzanne.
Hey, Suze. And these women behind me were having like a full blown conversation, which I just think is incredibly rude. So I turned
there
around
are,
and I.
This
said
is
something.
For the dead.
It's for the dead.
The dead don't
and
speak.
I
dead men tell
the,
tales.
The living too. But either way, if you're going to catch up with your buddy, Don't do it at a Remembrance Day ceremony, you know?
Save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
Save it for the podcast.
Yeah. So I said something and then I turned abruptly around and my mom was like, oh, she opened her mouth. Like she was going to say something back and you just did not allow it to happen. And I was like, no, I'm not going to delay this.
That's legit. I respect that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that would piss me right off.
Yeah. Which was kind of the goal.
That, you know, it's hard when... You know, sometimes another idea for the podcast I had, or the name, was intent versus impact.
Ooh. It's not as, like, I like it. It's not quite as, like,
not
catchy.
As punchy, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, when someone, it's one thing when someone doesn't intend to, like, have a certain impact, mm-hmm. and it does, it's, like, annoying. Mm-hmm. But it's worse when someone does intend to have the impact that it has on you, and then they, you know, they've got the upper hand, and then I'm like, yeah. Oh shit,
yeah,
I can't.
I'm like, yeah, I was right in that situation. I have no doubt in my mind.
Well, I know we don't believe in right and wrong and good and bad, but
you're right, we do say that a lot, but sometimes I do think I'm right.
Well, the hypocrisy is really where
that's really where our listenership is interested.
That's a human experience.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I give this reaction like a 10 out of 10.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Excellent.
No notes.
I love it.
Yeah. So.
That's all I got.
Yeah. I went to a rave last night.
I figured. Jimmy has glitter on his face currently. And he walked in and said, didn't say anything. And he said, boy, do I have a story for you. And I said, does it involve the glitter on your face? And he said, shit, there's still glitter on my face.
I wiped it off.
Yeah, you missed them. That's okay.
With a wet cloth and everything. So went to a rave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before we get into it, the confidence is a hell of a drug.
Mm.
And I'm curious what your takes on it are.
Okay.
I don't know if there is a worse creature in the world than me with confidence.
Honestly, I might agree with that for sure.
I've also realized lately that I'm just like very clumsy.
Okay.
I keep like hitting my partner in the head like with my elbow or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies to my entire life.
Okay. You're just like metaphorically hitting people in the head with elbows all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Impact versus intent, right? Okay. boy... Am I a danger to people? I don't think I'm very safe to be around.
Oh, good.
But like going to a rave is really fun.
I kept recording.
So like I had made my outfit and you saw the pants.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice like walking around and talking to people and being like, oh my god, this looks so good, kind of thing. And then you like just.
Talk. Like you're getting complimented.
I'm complimenting people or just like having chats and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking to this guy and he's telling me about all the things that he's wearing because he's wearing a lot of merch and I don't know anything about the scene.
Okay.
Shout out to PK Sound. PK Sound? I don't know.
That was the
they
DJ?
Make. They are local speaker makers who they can let their speakers like... make you feel the vibrations, but they don't wreck your ears, so they're really up and coming.
Okay.
But he was telling me about all this.
And he was wearing this merch. That's the merch he was wearing.
Like necklace.
Sponsor us.
We don't know how to do anything.
We don't know what we're doing. Anyways.
We're ready to learn. Mm-hmm. Except maybe Dredd, I don't know. Sorry, Dredd.
Yeah, sorry, Dredd, when you're editing
still catching
this.
Strays. I don't know if that could be considered a stray. That seemed pretty direct.
Yeah, that was like a pointed comment for sure.
Mm-hmm. But again, we're going to have to talk about that as well.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to this guy. He's nice. We're nice. We get to the point of like adding each other on Instagram.
Okay.
And then he's telling me about like the things that he has. So I'm wearing candy and he has like sprouts on his hat. And so he's like, oh yeah, I just like get like 20 of these, bring them to a show and like give them to people who like, I like their vibe.
Okay.
And so like, I give him a candy, he gives me a sprout and then somebody walks up and I'm like, and they seem to know each other. I'm like, who's this? And oh God. Oh God. I just want you to know I'm not proud of anything
that happens going forward. I'm so excited because you do not want to tell this story, and I am so excited to hear it. Oh, my goodness.
And so he's like, okay, yeah, this is my wife. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you look so good. Like, this is so cute. And I was like, normally I know this is in bad taste or, like, bad
this
form.
You said this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm, like, kind of struggling to get words out as well. But I'm like, pregnant? And she says, no, just fat. I did it in, like, the most obnoxious way.
No.
I did it in the most obnoxious way.
You didn't.
However, I'm not trying to defend myself, but it's not like I just go up to anybody who has a less than flat stomach and is like, are you pregnant?
Oh, my.
But I am one of those people now. I have to forever live with this.
I am shooketh right now.
But that's the thing. I'm very clumsy. I think I'm very prone to
putting my foot in my mouth. You thought you had a closer relationship at this point than you did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that confidence, right?
Yeah.
But the confidence wasn't like unfounded.
Right.
Like, again, I'm not just going up to anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And being like, are you pregnant?
Yeah.
There is a certain look
that
pregnant bellies have. Including the Audi belly button, right? And like, it's like, it's a tight bump.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And like, this person was only wearing like a top that covered her boobs. And so like everything.
Oh, interesting.
Like, I wouldn't even call her fat.
That's just like, so interesting. Do you think she was fucking with you? Do you think she was actually pregnant and she was fucking with you?
God, I hope so. But like,
that's
I don't think
crazy.
I'm that lucky.
That's very interesting.
So yeah, that's where I just, you know, I'm just a dangerous, dangerous person. And that's where I came up with the name of the podcast, Shame on Me. Because I think I
do like that now.
Yeah.
More than I did before.
There are, you know, I feel like it's layered.
Yeah.
I think like I have a lot of things that I do feel ashamed for.
Me too, for sure.
And I think those are going to come out on the podcast. That's going to be where most of the content is.
Yeah.
And then it's like a little tongue in cheek of like, oh, maybe we're just like, we're looking into the abyss of our shame and the things that we hate about ourselves. But then we can also be like, well, shame on me. Shame on me. How dare I not be perfect?
Okay.
You know, it,
I'm vibing with it.
It just feels.
It is.
I get the resonation from it.
It is definitely like easier to say than our leading contender at this point.
But that's also a bit. So,
yeah.
Like me not being able to say unnecessarily complex.
I just can't spell it is my problem. I'm like, I'm going to have
two C's, one C?
One C, two S's. But I always mess it up. So I'm going to, I'd have to learn.
What are the other words that you have trouble?
Entrepreneur. Remembering.
Oh.
Don't even. I don't know. There's an E, a N, and a T to start, and an R, and an A, and a U, I think.
I don't think there's an A.
See? There. I don't know. I don't know.
No, it's all E's.
A lot of E's.
It's actually a lot of. Let's figure it out. It's ENT, R E. So that R E happens a lot in entrepreneur.
Okay.
ENTREPRENEUR.
Yeah, that's never going to stick in my brain ever.
Well, it wasn't really a mnemonic.
Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Where did you think the A went?
I can't even say it now. Entrepreneur. Brand-newer.
No, I think you.
I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's probably what's happening.
But you think honestly, maybe you just want all of the E's to be A's, except the last one
and the first one.
But what is the different way to spell newer than N E U R, N O O R?
Yeah.
So wait, A N T R A, P R A N O O R.
I don't want the first E to be an A. It's not entrepreneur. Did I even say it?
Well, some people call aunts aunts.
True.
So that it has.
That's true.
It's not like we want entrepreneur.
That's also true.
Maybe AH.
This is just going to be a lot of learning for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, that's the, that shit just like,
I can't believe that happened. That's a really unique situation though, that she was not wearing a top that covered her belly.
Yeah.
That's like a whole,
well, it's a rave, so.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm not saying it's like weird anything. That she wasn't wearing a top that didn't, I'm just saying like to, that's a different situation than most people make that mistake in.
That's true. That's true. That's more what I'm saying. I really thought I had a lot going for me, and like
a lot of evidence,
that confidence where it's like, okay, I can say this thing that you shouldn't say, but like I'm me. I got the
shame on you.
Shame on me. Shame on me. Shame on me for, you know, nothing leads to a quicker ego death than that kind of situation. But that's necessary.
Kind of hoping she was fucking with you. Because I think that's pretty funny, and it led to some good content. But I also would believe that she's not fucking with you.
No, yeah. But like, okay, one of the things that I regret the most.
Not that. Other than something else.
Other than finding myself in the situation.
Yeah.
Finding just like by happenstance.
Yeah.
I don't think I had the best reaction.
Yeah, we didn't even make it this far in the story. We never got to what you did.
I can't necessarily remember it exactly, but it was more like, oh, no, wait, no. And like, you know, you did like, I was really fighting the urge to try to explain myself.
Yeah. And try to tell her she was pregnant. Like,
yeah.
Like, well,
No. You have to be.
Like, what?
Look at this. And then eventually, I just like turned around
and just walked away. That is incredible.
It's not.
It's for me, not. It is.
That's the thing. I know it's really, really funny.
It is funny. I
hate that it
it's
happened.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
And like sometimes I just feel like a toddler waving around a machine gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Dangerous.
It is. Yeah.
But again, we're only human.
We are only human.
So.
And I'm really trying to take the good with the bad. But yeah, and I feel like not every conversation, but man, my vibes get so weird where like I'll be talking to somebody and then I'll like tweak a little bit and then I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Right.
And then their body language changes. I'm like, oh, no.
Something
oh,
that happens.
No. And then I just walk away.
Yeah, I get that.
So,
yeah.
Arguably, I could, well, you know, it happens the way that it happens.
Yeah.
Nobody likes having the story of, oh, some guy, and like, in the most obnoxious way.
You know how you can look at it? Is now she has something to hate men about, even more than she probably did before. She's going to go tell her friends, can you believe this happened? And they're going to be like, yeah, men are the fucking worst.
Yeah.
So it just really reinforces.
If anything, I'm...
You're really the savior in this situation. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. This is an interesting... It's interesting that this happened because my greatest shame from the first episode of the podcast is that when it was just Dredd and I talking, we were on the not safe for work questions, and we said, like, obviously... Are you pregnant is like a not safe for work question.
I wasn't at work.
But then we were getting into the fact that it's a not safe for life question.
I should have been here for
that
part.
Yeah. And then we were talking about, I was telling a story about how I saw an interaction between two pregnant women. And it was like not a good interaction because one of them was talking about how pregnant the other one was. But then I was like really thinking after telling the story that my entire point of the story was, human beings need to stop talking about other people's bodies as much.
I didn't get the memo.
Hmm?
I didn't get the memo.
No, and I'm not doing this to shame you. Well, Shame on me. It's actually been in my head since that really what I was trying to get at with that story was like, why are we talking about other people's bodies? Why are we making comments? Even if we're complimenting them, what are we doing? Mm. Like, what's the point? But I didn't say that. Mm. So then it just sounded like I was talking about two people's bodies. And telling this story, and I was like, man, I really hate that. And then I was gonna tell Dredd to edit it out because I was like, I don't think that needs to be in the first episode. But also, it was also just a conversation between Dredd and I, so it probably needs to be edited out anyways.
It would be really one-sided, probably. Just one person but, like, talking. Listen, the levels that I'm seeing right now.
I don't see any levels when you talk, though.
I see levels when you talk, but they're just itty-bitty.
Maybe I need to but be like, quieter.
I feel like, well, I'm interested to see how it comes out.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it's just talking at the same time, you get, like, a little bit of an echo or, like, a fuller voice, so.
We'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, right?
This, I don't know.
It's probably easy.
It's not my problem.
Yeah, we gotta, like, sit, like, a foot away, a foot farther away.
Yeah. I'll just put another leaf in the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of your shame from last week. And again, this is why I believe that Shame on Me is kind of the title.
Yeah, it's growing on me a lot.
Where, like, you know, I was just roasting the shit out of Dredd last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could try to psychoanalyze it. But I really, in my perspective, it was all a bit.
I think that's pretty clear.
Oh, okay. Because sometimes I don't know if that's clear.
I mean, I think I knew that was happening. I think it's more important that Dredd knows that's what was happening.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
And I still haven't talked to Dredd about it. And they're not here.
And maybe they have not forgiven you.
But they did try to edit the podcast, which means that they're not, like, bailing on it.
I also do feel like Dredd has worked with you for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd be surprised if they didn't know it was a bit.
They're like, maybe it's a coping mechanism I have for myself, but most things are bits.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm aware. I mean, that's why we're here. I think that's literally why we're having these conversations. Yeah. Listeners are really going to have to work on what are they serious about and what are they not? Because honestly, sometimes I don't even know what I'm serious about.
And even if we try to, like, that's the thing. Even if we try to make it extremely clear about what we're serious, you're just leaving. You're just walking away. Even if we make it clear about, like, what we're serious and what we're not serious about, not super interesting. And even then, we can't control how other people are gonna take everything.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Shame on me.
It's growing on me quite a lot. I did search on Spotify, and I did not see a Shame on Me.
I didn't see any in Apple Podcasts, so.
Perfect. Yeah. I did see, like, a podcast episode titled Shame on Me, but that's not what the podcast was called.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's grown on me.
Yes.
I don't want to commit to anything right now.
I realized that when I sent you the text last night, no context. So
I honestly didn't really need context. I just opened it up this morning and was like, okay, I'll think about it. I also wasn't going to text you back because I was going back to sleep. So I didn't really feel like texting.
And at like potentially, 2 in the morning?
I don't know when I read it. I think I read it this morning at like 8 or something.
8's a good time.
Yeah. But I went back to sleep, which was really lovely.
Man, solstice, hey? It was like 2 o'clock when I was driving over here. Felt like, you know, it's golden hour.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
We made it.
Shortest day of the year? Is that what it is? Shortest? Is that what that means? What's happening?
I think you can figure this one out.
I don't know anything. Shortest.
Shortest.
Not day.
Day. Longest.
Night.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is quite dark right now. Like the sun is low.
Yeah.
For what time it is.
Yep.
That is crazy.
I've been thinking about getting tattoos.
Okay.
Get like the phases of the moon. Ooh, like somewhere.
I like that a lot.
And then like it's called something. It's called a thing. Like, you know, have you ever seen pictures of the sun taken at like the same time at the same spot? For like every day of the year or whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I need you to vamp. I'm Googling.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking. Sorry.
No, that's fine.
No one on the listening to the podcast can see that I was thinking.
Analemma.
I think I know what
you're talking about. The analemma.
Oh, I've never heard that word before.
It's like the figure eight shape that the sun makes based on
the moon.
How, like, where we are in the orbit.
Okay.
And so it's like, it would just be like a little cute figure eight kind of thing, but not like a standard like infinity symbol version. Mm-hmm. One side is like thinner and thinner than the other
okay
side.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
I do think if there's a tattoo parlor that opens near the office, we should all go get tattoos.
I think that's a great idea.
Because I know our boss is on board.
Forever inked in blood. Forever blood in forever inked. Forever.
You're going to get shame on me tattooed.
Shame on me.
After honestly, two episodes.
How, like, this podcast is going to be my liberation. It is going to be me at my most
raw.
You just
said my name.
Just what saying time is it? What time is it? We need to be, okay.
30:24.
That's all.
Before okay 30:24.
I can just mark it. I can just mark.
God,
okay.
It's already been 30 mark minutes. Man, we really can talk. That's crazy.
Honestly.
I just dropped a piece of cheese. Hopefully you didn't. I was going to say no one saw
I
that.
I did
but
see that, yeah.
You're the only one here.
And so no judgment.
Thanks. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do think we should go get tattoos as a team. Mostly
like,
I
do you have any ideas other than shame on me?
No.
Okay.
But I'll come up with one. I mean, I have tattoos that I want to get, but take more commitment than like a lunch hour.
Tell me more.
What do you mean?
Like I want to know what tattoos you want to get.
I really want to get Indian paintbrush, which is a flower, just to clarify for folks. It doesn't have the best name in the world.
Shame on you for not calling it just paintbrush. It is the updated version.
I don't know if that's the kind of joke we can
canceled again.
Make.
Canceled again. No, this is exactly what we're
shame
here
for. Shame on us. Yeah, the back of my arm, because they're really pretty.
Do you ever suck the nectar pieces?
I've never. No, is that a thing?
You can do it
with
like
Indian
the
paintbrush.
Little like green. Mm-hmm. Do you want to get us canceled?
I'm saying
paintbrush.
What
paintbrush
you are saying is going to get us canceled.
Look, saying that we're going to get canceled?
No.
How is. Oh, everything that I've contributed is going to get us canceled. I understand. That makes sense. Yeah. No, that's how I feel mm-hmm on a daily basis.
That's okay.
But I also know that, like, there's some good stuff there.
Yeah. And we also, we know we're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
So hopefully that comes through.
Like, even though I have reasons for why I did what I did, and it doesn't, whatever. I am owning this.
Yeah.
This is part of the process.
It was definitely a fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like wondering, like, do I send him an Instagram, like
a
DM?
I was thinking about that.
I think, like, it seems it's in my character to be like, yo, I am, like, so mortified.
Yeah. What? He said he wasn't judging me, and now he's laughing at me, so...
If my judgment is that it was funny, that seems like a great
true
judgment.
That's fair.
Be like, you know, I'm like so mortified that I asked your wife if she was pregnant,
yeah,
and I have not stopped thinking about it. And I did it in like the most obnoxious way. And like, I hope it didn't ruin your guys' night, but if it did, I'm really
that's
sorry.
That's taking a lot of, like,
in any way.
I don't know. What am I trying to say? A lot of like ownership or like. Not ownership. You're saying that comment could have ruined their night.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a lot of ego.
Right. Hey. I get, like, if it was...
Might have ruined their night.
It might have ruined their night.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Is it like a bad... Is it a bad version?
What
like,
do you mean?
Okay. Now do I need to like...
Oh, no. I think it's
okay
fine.
Okay.
Yeah. You could even just say like, I'm really sorry I said that. I'm not proud of myself. You know? What state were they in?
I don't know what state she was in.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we're fine. I don't know. Did he block me?
Like, what are the chances that they don't remember?
They didn't seem fucked up.
Okay.
Oh.
Can you imagine if he'd messaged you?
My first thing opening up Instagram, consent and confidence.
Cute. Consent Wizardry, is that
yeah
the page?
Yeah.
Nice. Give it a follow, everyone. It's great.
Pretty great. Let's see if I can... It would be, like, so reasonable.
If he blocked you?
100%.
It is, like, a... It takes some effort. Like, It's probably. Well,
oh my God. And like the fact that he had just given me something to be like, hey, like I really enjoy like
a symbol of
what
this.
Just happened here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it's a next level of like, ooh, it's like the cringe face. Now, is this a
there's
normal rave
a good chance
etiquette?
There's a good chance that we did not follow each other on Instagram. So that's.
Is that better? Worse?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, I want to know, is this rave etiquette to like give each other things like at a Taylor Swift concert? That's like pretty common rave thing. You like show up with something, you're handing out to people.
Yeah, like I don't know what the state of it is. I'm new. But like candy, have you ever heard of candy? It's K-A-N-D-I.
Okay.
And it's just like bracelets.
Oh,
like
okay.
Friendship bracelets.
Oh.
But there's like a, there's a saying or like a phrase, it's plur, P-L-U-R. And so when you're trading the bracelet, you go like peace, love, unity, where you like hold the other's hands, and then respect. And I might not have been very plur.
Do you actually do that with people?
Yeah.
Man, that is not my vibe at all.
I would prefer to just like give them, but.
But it's not the. Huh.
You might just need to like be in the mood for it.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really like touching other people, so.
But like people, just like being drunk at a rave.
Not the vibe.
No, like people, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I can't imagine.
Oh, really?
I can't imagine. Yeah. I don't think drunk gives me the.
The type of fun you need to have at a rave.
Yeah.
Or you want to be having at a rave. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
I did see some people that I met like a couple years ago.
Oh.
At Chasing Summer.
Okay.
And I like came up to them. I was like, I know you guys. And they're like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, no, we met like years ago. And they're like, no, we still follow you on Instagram. I'm like, I still follow you on Instagram.
Cute.
And then I asked them about the banana posts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Jimmy, well, you better explain it.
I don't know if there's a way to explain it. It's kind of like the whole, like, dissecting a frog. You understand the frog better, but then the frog's dead.
Right.
Kind of thing. Basically, yeah. Bananas.
Post about bananas. Check them out.
They're really good.
Instagram in the show notes.
The worst part about the banana posts is that, like, they did come from me organically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like I had the idea and I made the idea happen immediately. It wasn't
the worst and best thing about them, I think.
If that's the framework that you need to come at it with, then that's fine.
Fun fact about Jimmy and I is that we do not follow each other on Instagram.
No, we're not that close.
And I think it's gonna stay that way for a while.
I love social media in the way that, like, I love the freedom of posting things when nobody I know is going to see it.
Yeah.
But that I also crave the interaction or the validation from people I actually know rather than just, like, random people.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So.
My.
And arguably could not get in either.
My Instagram is private, so that makes it. And it's really Rue's Instagram.
Oh.
Everyone's not wild. I post things without her in them, but pretty rarely.
What's the handle? That was so easy.
Grud, you're going to have to bleep that. As soon as I said it, I was like, what am I doing right now? But honestly, you won't be able to follow me. I'll just reject you. So it's private.
That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that for me.
I'm more talking to our listeners right now.
One thing that was getting a lot of traction at the rave, I'm a big proponent that men should just dress sluttier.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really I think I should come up with a nickname for my partner instead of saying his name. But I think I said his name on the last podcast. All,
like many times.
Yeah. I like him a lot, so.
I love how we are the only ones who need to
and
stay private.
And dread.
Yeah.
But anyways, wait, what was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, I really want him to get into crop tops.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's his vibe. But I think crop tops look great on men. I think it's such a vibe.
That's the thing. Like, I would go up to men and be like, I think we could be dressing sluttier.
Yeah.
Because they're just wearing fucking t-shirts.
Uh-oh. I might not be recording right
That's
now.
That's awful.
Keep going.
They're just wearing t-shirts. And, like, the biggest thing is, like, you ask the people that they're there with. And they're like, yeah, I do think he should be wearing crop tops. I do think he should be dressing sluttier.
So let's talk about it. Why do you think it's happening? Why do you think men are not dressing sluttier?
Do they think they're allowed to?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But why? Well, the answer is because they're worried people will think they're gay.
Probably.
Which is sad. That's what we're worried about.
It's, you know, it's just one of those influences that we've got. Mm-hmm. And it's tough to break influence. That cycle, right?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I also like don't know, even like really jacked dudes.
Yeah.
They'll like take their shirt off or whatnot, but like,
you at know, a rave, like, you mean, or just in general?
I think both.
Okay. It works I just for both. Didn't know where what environment we were in right now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
But like, I feel like they're just like not comfortable with doing anything for attention, even though we all need attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's probably some exceptions to the rule, but yeah.
Yeah.
I can see what you're saying.
And like lots of guys are like, no, like nobody wants to see me in a crop top. And I'm like, no, listen to this person right beside you saying that they would love to see you in a crop top.
If you're saying that, that means you need to be wearing crop tops even more than the average person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it could change the world.
Man, can you imagine just men walking around in crop tops all the time?
Yeah, it would be like it could change the world. Yeah. But we're always going to have our problems.
Our issues.
So
yeah.
Do we want men to be even more confident?
True.
We've already seen the downside.
That is true. To it. That's a very good point. Yeah.
But yeah, it's like on that topic, I was thinking on the way over here, like the world is happier when I'm dealing with insecurities and not just wielding my little machine gun.
Yeah. But it makes you more thoughtful, I think, is the thing, if you're dealing with insecurities.
Well, shame on me. I'm generally just not a very considerate human being.
Well, yes, I know that.
but not in the way that, like, I'm going to say, like, oh, fuck you for being upset that I said something stupid.
Right.
But I just, it's either, I got to find, like, the balance to it, potentially.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I can have the good of me without accepting that really clumsy aspect as well. Like, okay, so Survivor 47.
Oh, I finished it. I watched. Yeah. I listened to the On Fire podcast episode 2 because my...
Episode 2?
Episode, like, as
oh,
well.
Oh,
episode as
T-O-O.
Well. Yeah. Because my friend told me to. She said, I don't usually listen to it. Her husband's a big Survivor fan. Mm-hmm. So she is now a big Survivor fan. Mm-hmm. She threw him a Survivor-themed 29th birthday.
Cute.
Which was cute. But she was like, I don't normally listen to it, but you should listen to it. And I did.
I enjoy the On Fire podcast.
Yeah, I kind of wish I'd been listening more. I might go back and listen to a few.
What did you like about this one?
Well, I thought it was interesting hearing Jeff talk about some of the behind the scenes stuff, like around the after show, why they do the after show the way they do. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree.
Yeah.
I like that part. That's really the part I liked the most.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's why I want to listen to the auction one. The one after the auction episode, because I think listening to why they brought the auction back would be really interesting.
Fair.
Or like how that happened.
But it wasn't just this year that the auction came back. I think that was last season or the season before that.
Last season. Yeah, okay, maybe.
So
I don't think it was last season, though.
Yeah.
Was it?
I think so.
I watched last season. I don't remember an auction episode. Maybe I didn't.
How confident do you want to be in your memory?
Not very confident. I think I have memory issues. So,
memory is a fickle thing.
Yeah, I don't have a good memory at all.
Well, and like, tell me more about that, because I feel a lot of shame around
Or I like if someone's like, oh, tell me. If someone is like, tell me about a specific, they give me a prompt. Like, tell me about this kind of situation. I will never, like, tell me the last time you were really embarrassed.
Mm.
No idea. Mm. I'm sure it's happened a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you. Or if someone's like, what happened in the year 2014? I don't know.
Yeah, what, that's fair.
You got to play, like, you got to give me some big thing
give
that
happened.
Give me a song
that came out that year. Then I can orient myself.
No, like something in my life. Then I could, like, orient myself, maybe. After, I feel like after, I guess I was in university, so I'm just putting my age out there, kind of.
Wow, I put songs that came out in 2024, not my intention.
No.
A Sky Full of Stars.
This is 2014?
Bang Bang by Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
Bang Bang.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have many memories associated with that.
No.
Saw the N-word.
Okay.
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
Shake It Off.
By
Taylor Swift.
None other than T-Swift herself.
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about Taylor Swift last night, and they're like, I don't like Taylor Swift. Mm. And you're not going to be able to make me like Taylor Swift. And I'm like, I'm not trying to, like, convert you.
Yeah. That's a weird thing to say.
Even though it sounds like I have been for, like, the last 5 minutes. But what I'm trying to say is that you will be converted.
Yeah. It's not my goal. It's just like the inevitable outcome in this situation.
Yeah.
Okay. I would imagine that that's their default response because they've been some people have tried to convert them so many times. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's what happens with all cults and religions.
True.
It?
Yeah.
You think you find the truth and you want to spread the good word.
Yeah. And T-Swift.
You have to have the experience to actually like understand it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the experience, you can lead a horse to water, but it's you can't
true.
Make a drink.
It's true. If everyone in the world saw her in concert, the world would be a different place.
I love seeing all the TikToks where it's like my dad, we started watching the Eras Tour and my dad just like started like standing nearby and like watched the entire thing. Or like starts like in the kitchen, just watching, standing up, starts moving closer. Now he's like on
hovering
the couch.
Now
he's under a blanket.
Yeah. Now he's got friendship bracelets on. Yeah. Cute. Very cute. Mm-hmm.
Should we get into our topics?
Yeah. I mean, we already covered two of our topics, which was just our stories.
Like, but not like in the way that like we bring topics. This is like our catch up.
Oh, true. Our story. Yeah, that's true. I want to know about your dream.
Oh, I don't want to do that right now.
Okay, we got to wait for Dredd to be around.
Yeah,
okay.
And I wrote it. I journaled it.
Right.
So I will read it verbatim.
Oh, that's okay.
What happened.
Oh, I'm excited for that. That's what I want. Okay, what do you got?
I'm going to the 11 herbs and spices.
Oh, if we can name.
Like, Kentucky Fried Chicken, famously, has 11 herbs and spices in their chicken.
Okay.
And I was thinking the other day, like, what, not even just like, what are those 11 herbs and spices, but like, what are 11 herbs and spices? So just like right off the top of my head, I'm thinking salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Probably like onion and garlic powder.
Yeah.
If that counts.
Well, that's the thing. What counts?
Thyme.
Yeah. Oregano.
No oregano.
Oh, you're thinking what's in theirs.
Well, a little bit of both.
Why is oregano? Because you know it's not in theirs.
I don't think oregano is in KFC.
Okay.
But
I need to grab something from the fridge. Keep talking.
The other herb I was thinking about was like rosemary. But I don't think rosemary would be in KFC. So now I'm stuck at 5 ingredients, 5 out of 11. And I'm just, what else could it be?
Okay, so if we're thinking KFC specifically, oregano and rosemary, you're right, do have very, very...
potent.
Potent, yeah. Very potent, like, flavors and smells. I'm trying to think what I have in my... What about, like, chili powder? Does that count?
I've never gotten a hint of heat from KFC, but yeah, that would count as like an herb.
So do we think
an herb?
So we said garlic. said onion powder. What do I have in my... I just organized all my herbs and spices.
You got herbs and spices?
Yeah.
Dang it.
I'm trying to think. Do you not? What?
Well, I do, but they're like not exhaustive, extensive.
Mm. I wouldn't say mine are either.
Paprika? Jinx. Fuck. No, you can't speak anymore.
Well...
And I would have to say your name, so you're getting outed for the second time.
That makes a really bad podcast episode. I'm just waiting for me to have no voice and have to record. That's what I'm waiting for.
Oh.
Hasn't happened yet, but it inevitably will if we keep this going.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can name 11 herbs and spices if we're not thinking KFC.
Okay, let me keep track of it.
I'm pretty sure I can.
If you can.
It'll be embarrassing. Gonna, shame on me.
Know for, shame on you. Shame on you, yeah. Okay, shame on me. Herbs.
We're pretty.
And spices.
Okay, we got to talk to Drud before we make any final decisions.
Are you coming around, though?
I am coming around. I also feel like you need to tell Drud the story. Like, I think Drud just needs to edit this episode and then make their own decision. I feel like we were using different pronouns for Drud last episode, so we'll just have to clarify what they want us to use. Like, we know their pronouns, but we've switched it up.
Do we?
Yeah,
I've never asked.
I think that's in their email.
Really?
I think so. Maybe I'm making that up, though.
Do I have mine in my email?
I don't think. Ooh, let's check.
I really don't email a lot of people.
No.
Oh, I do. Yep.
Man, it's going to be embarrassing now if I don't.
I wish I could, like, fuck with people and my pronouns more.
In what way?
Like, so boring. He, him.
Oh, I do. Yeah, my pronouns are she, her. Listeners, there you go. I think that's a good clarification for folks.
I've really gone away, not in, like, this is a bad thing, but I've really gone away from, like, pronoun things
in the last what do you few mean? Years.
Well, I used to work for a company where I was like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, putting them in all of your... Introing them all the time.
Or, like, on your Zoom.
Yes.
And you're doing that.
Yes, I like, have, too. I feel like my last organization, we were much more intentional about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm not as intentional now, and I should be.
Well, shame on you.
Shame on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And shame on me for not feeling like I need to.
Or calling me out on it.
No.
Okay, do you say herbs or herbs?
I go both ways. Because
I think saying herbs is weird.
Okay, say an before. If you're going to say a singular herb, you say an. Do you say a herb? Or do you say a herb? An herb? An herb. A herb? An herb.
None of them sound like words.
An herb.
At all.
Well, they're two words.
A herb.
Hey, can you go grab me a herb from the spice closet?
I mean, I probably would never
closet?
Say that. I would just say the herb that I... Now it just sounds horrible regardless.
I'm cooking, I'm roasting a chicken, and all I need is an herb.
Well, that sounded pretty good. I don't know. I just hate the words in general, I think, now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong feelings.
Okay, salt and pepper.
Where do you feel it in your body? That's just, two. I put it on the same line.
Okay. I think does onion powder and garlic powder count?
They have to.
Okay. Paprika, chili powder, cumin.
Whoa. Onion powder, garlic powder,
chili powder, cumin.
Really?
Paprika. Oh, thyme, oregano, basil.
Oh, basil's good.
Dill.
Dill, yeah.
Rosemary.
Baby.
Okay, now this is where things are going to get interesting.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh.
So if we wanted to make KFC chicken out of all the herbs and spices we can name.
We're in a good spot.
We would
honestly
have to get rid of one, and it might not taste like KFC.
True. I think I would get rid of oregano.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't love oregano. I'm not like a big Italian spice girly.
Hmm.
It's not really my favorite.
When I
profile.
Was young, We had like oregano oil to take when we were sick.
Yeah, yeah.
It tastes bad.
Yeah.
Tastes bad. Yeah. So now I have like an aversion. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's true.
Like we also had a...
It's hard to prove a negative.
Maybe this is getting rid of a topic for the future, but like medicines and me don't get along very well, especially in childhood.
As in like you had actual aversions to them?
Like...
Or they were not really a thing. We had like a
green... No, we had them, but I hated them. It was always awful. But like even having like some green Robitussin or something like that.
Okay.
And it was like spearmint flavored.
And it still was not.
It made me avoid spearmint for a very long. Interesting. And so it's like I'm taking some medicine for like a cold or a flu or something.
And you liked the flavor of spearmint
And
before.
Then I'm throwing up because I hate the taste so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was really just because it was medicine.
Well, it tasted bad.
Right. Interesting. I do think, I'm trying to think if medicine was a big. I do remember... I think my brother had to get eye drops once or something when he was really young. And it was like my parents had to like hold his head because he was like,
yeah. There is a certain level of torture required for babies and eye drops.
Yeah. I think he was like older than a baby.
12-year-olds and eye drops.
Well, younger than that, but yeah, somewhere in that.
8-year-olds and eye drops?
Somewhere in that realm. My memory is bad. I don't know.
The youth.
Yeah, the youth. That would be a drops. Child, I think.
No, who's unnecessarily complex.
And annoying. Not interesting.
I'm having fun.
Yeah, me too.
What are my other notes I have
what
saved?
What was the... That was the topic. The herbs and spices.
I still have the story I got the AI to write about waking up.
What? I don't know
in
this.
In my notepad.
I don't even know.
It happened like the first week that we worked together.
About waking up?
Remember when I was Binga?
Oh, okay. I think this is good for listener. The first week that Jimmy started.
I think this is future. I'm putting it in my podcast topic list.
Okay. Well.
Well, what were you going to say?
Stay tuned. I was just going to say it was really funny because at one point you like looked over and you were like, I'm just playing with the AI right now.
I'm just trying to like get it to like become self-aware. Yeah.
Yeah. And it really resisted it, which is a good topic.
A little bit. There's more to get into.
Yeah.
One of my topics is I forget about the sun when it's not shining. I think that's going to be a banger.
Which is really just called depression, but you know, okay.
We'll get into it.
We'll get into it. I had a topic around Christmas because it's only a couple of days before Christmas.
That's true.
So I love Christmas and I want to talk about it.
Okay, perfect. We're not done.
Oh,
with
I'm
the herbs
so sorry.
And spices.
Oh, we're not done.
No.
I listed so many.
12.
Oh, are we going to find out what the actual ones are?
Well, we'll try.
KFC tell us?
It might be proprietary.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So it's like, probably some, like I'm going to chemicals. I'm going to add like I think we should list as many herbs and spices as we can.
Okay.
I think I can go back and forth between herbs
and herbs. I think this is
herbs.
Really boring for our listeners.
There's nobody listening. There's nobody listening.
I am trying to manifest. I'm talking about it as
you
if
don't,
it were.
You don't get listeners by not being yourself.
It's true. That's true.
Cuz I want to add turmeric.
Oh, I was thinking about turmeric. That's a good
one.
And
curry powder?
Yeah, curry powder's a good one. Cayenne.
Ooh.
Is Cajun seasoning? That's not really, that's like a mix of seasonings, I would assume.
I think so,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
But like, okay, let's think about, let's
garam
see.
Garam masala.
Okay. There we go. You know, we've got coriander.
Ooh, coriander. That's a good one. Are you looking at a list right now?
No, not at the moment. But I do have Cajun seasoning ingredients.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I've been cooking with recently.
Kosher salt. Okay. I think white pepper and black pepper being
separate.
Too different. Garbage.
Okay.
That shouldn't.
I don't even know what white pepper is. I don't know if I've ever used it in my life. It's kind of like saying kosher salt and salt are two different things, and that's not true.
That would be crazy to say those are two different things.
Or like Himalayan salt.
Have you ever heard of Maldon salt.
No.
It's like, it's very fancy, bougie salt.
Okay.
And if you ever speak to somebody who knows about Maldon salt and like loves Maldon salt, you'll want to die.
Yeah. It sounds like a person I would hate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In Cajun seasoning, we have paprika, kosher salt, garlic powder, ground black pepper, ground white pepper, onion powder, dried oregano, cayenne, and thyme.
Okay. So all things we've already come up with. Maybe oregano
is in there. I don't know.
In the KFC one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible it's just like a very little amount.
Yeah. Coriander, is there another version of coriander?
Well, I think coriander is like the French word for cilantro.
Cilantro?
Do you hate yourself just a little after you said that? Because you should.
I hate myself all the time.
Yeah, okay. Because when you look at like the little tag on cilantro, it says coriander.
Cilantro?
I think you need to stop.
Respect.
So maybe that's what you're thinking. But I think it is something else as well, which is confusing.
Yeah.
Parsley.
It's not parsley, though.
No, but I'm saying parsley is another herb.
You're right. You're right. And parsley could sage. Be a sage.
We already said rosemary, right?
Have you ever
right?
put sage in anything?
Yeah. I don't know if I've put sage in anything, but I've eaten things with sage. It's a really strong right. flavor as well.
Yeah, right.
The leaves are fuzzy, though. Mm. So that's nice. I think they're fuzzy.
I didn't expect you to like fuzzy leaves. Yeah. I thought that was going to be a detriment.
Well, it's weird, but it's kind of cute on a plant.
Oh, very much so. Like little lamb's ear. I love that shit.
Is that a plant?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, and it's fuzzy.
Very soft and fuzzy.
Ooh. My mom delivered all my plants today, which sounds weird, but I just moved out of my mom's house, which also sounds weird.
Congratulations on finally joining the real world.
It was a temporary situation.
That's what everybody would say.
We couldn't really bring the plants over for a long time because it was so cold.
Mm.
And I didn't want them all to die. And then it was kind of just like, we never found a time, but she was coming down south today. So she brought all the plants. So now I have all my plants and I'm very happy about it.
You know what I was thinking when I was driving here?
Yeah.
You live so far away.
Yeah, I do. Also, I was thinking that I understand how Drud got lost.
I took the way that Drud got.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It is confusing.
Once you do it, like a few times, it's not confusing at all. Yeah. But especially in the dark.
Yeah.
It's really confusing in the dark. And Google Maps.
I was like literally really watching my maps the whole way. I'm like, I don't see this.
Yeah, it's like a weird little split in it. Yeah, it's really confusing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I see how this happened.
I have KFC's herbs and spices up.
Oh, my God. Okay, tell me.
Do you want to hear them?
I do want to hear them. Salt. Wait, okay, before. Sorry. Are any of them ones that we haven't named yet?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Are they ones that I would know?
Three.
Are they ones that I would know?
100%.
Oh, man. Are they something I would grow or just have like a dried version of?
The ones that we don't have?
Yeah. Like, is it something you'd have like in a little herb box?
I don't know how to answer mint. The question.
Mint's another one.
Mint is one, yeah.
Like, you know, you'd have rosemary and sage and like basil and stuff, but you wouldn't have like chili powder. Do you know what I mean? Do you see the distinction? Like a herb versus a spice.
The problem is like when I'm looking at these, I know.
Right.
Like they are familiar, but do I know how they come into being?
Oh, interesting.
Not necessarily.
Okay, which makes me think they're not like a herb, like a basil or something, because I think you would know those.
Well, we'll get into it. Okay.
Hold on. Let me think. Let me think.
Okay.
Okay, I came up with mint.
So I didn't actually put white and black pepper on, but
which
I think
is fine. I guess we could.
Pepper, white, and black.
I love mojitos. They're my favorite drink.
So which ones do you want to choose for the 11 in KFC?
Oh, which of the ones? So salt and pepper and onion and garlic.
What kind of, do you want both peppers?
Oh, interesting. No, mostly because I agree
black
with
pepper?
You. Yeah, black pepper. Because I think if white pepper's in
it's
there
cheating.
And like, it's like, and they call it one of their 11, I'm going to be pissed.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I want in there? I don't know. Maybe I honestly have no idea. Oregano, thyme.
Let me walk you through the list and then you can choose. Okay, salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder.
Definitely those four.
Chili powder, cumin, paprika.
No. Maybe paprika, but I'm on hold.
Paprika. Thyme, oregano, basil.
Thyme and oregano, but not basil.
Okay. Rosemary, dill.
I could see rosemary, not dill.
Turmeric, curry powder, cayenne.
No, I don't think so.
Garam masala, coriander, parsley.
No, no, sage. No. Maybe parsley.
Okay. So that means we have, your list is 7. You got 7 herbs and spices. So you're missing 4.
And one of them is on that list. Like one of the 4 that I'm missing is on our list. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with white pepper then.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know now.
So now you're at 8. So you're missing 3.
Yeah.
Do you want to go?
Yeah.
So we have salt, which you had. Mm-hmm. Thyme, which you had. Basil, which you chose not to include.
Okay.
Oregano.
Okay.
Celery salt.
Oh, I would never have remembered that one.
I believe that it's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how it comes into being.
Yeah.
Do you?
No. But I've had it. Like, I think my mom has it in her kitchen kind of thing. Yeah.
Black pepper. Kay. So we did have... Okay. Black pepper. Dried mustard.
Ooh.
That's something you could grow, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Paprika. Garlic salt. I think you had garlic powder, and I think that counts.
I think that counts.
Yeah. Ground ginger.
Oh, ginger.
Yeah, ginger was one that we didn't get.
Yeah.
And then white pepper as well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we'd thought of ginger, I would have definitely put ginger in there.
Yeah, right?
Because that's
and it was only until looking at this list that I thought of ginger, so I was like, oh, yeah. Damn. Like, I use ginger a lot.
Dried mustard, should have known.
I make, like, little gyoza dipping sauce, and I'll always put some ground ginger in there.
Nice.
Or ginger powder, is that the same thing? When does something become a powder, and when is something just ground?
I don't think there's ground. I don't think there's ginger powder. But it's a good question. You know what? Unpopular opinion. Powder. I don't love ginger. Actually,
it's
really
overwhelming.
Dislike ginger.
Is there generally more to that?
No. I think like a little ginger powder and like a dipping sauce I could handle, but if it's like fresh ginger in something, not really my favorite vibe in the world.
That's fair.
It is quite strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cilantro for me. Where just
oh,
like,
you're
that's
one
like,
of those like soap dirt people.
I'm not a soap dirt person.
Oh, maybe we've talked about this before.
But I like one piece of cilantro, that's like what I will taste in that bite.
Okay. So yeah. It's not like cilantro tastes bad to you. It's just super overpowering.
It doesn't taste good enough that I'm like, oh, yeah. I want
that's
this
so
in all
interesting.
My...
I love all my shit.
But so maybe good. It does taste like, I don't know what soap tastes like to people. I imagine it would be like kind of like astringent.
Yeah. Yeah. Bitter maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily get that. It's like, it is fresh. It is.
Does it taste like dirt?
No.
Okay.
It tastes like cilantro to me.
Okay. Well,
I think this was a good segment. I think that's exactly what we're looking for. You want to talk about Christmas?
Yeah, mostly because I love Christmas. I want to talk about the food you're eating this Christmas.
Mm.
I want to talk about... We can talk about plans for Christmas. I want to talk about your favorite thing about Christmas and your least favorite thing about Christmas. Mm. But you can't say Christmas music because we already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like Christmas a lot.
Yeah.
So.
So we are two sides...
Yeah.
Of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I'm not a Christmas boy.
Yeah, I know.
So even like my plans, I don't really have like a lot of Christmas plans.
Okay.
But I think I'm going to go over to a friend's place and hang out with their family.
Oh, fun.
On Christmas Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got invited like in the evening or in like the...
Yeah.
That's fun. That's
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll join their family and
that's
whatnot.
Very cute.
Be like a little adopted
yeah.
person.
That's nice.
But yeah, just not a Christmas
what
person.
Is it about Christmas like, or it just like holds no, you're just on like pretty neutral.
It's like, you know, when you go see Christmas lights, you're like,
yeah.
wow, this
feel
is
joy.
Awesome.
So much joy.
And it's not even that I don't feel that. It's that I'm like, what is wrong with me that I'm not enjoying this. I'm like, you know, there's,
So it's not like you have negative associations to Christmas. You just don't like it the way other people like it. And then you judge yourself.
Oh, yeah. I've got so much shame about it. Shame on me. Shame on me. You. And like, it's really interesting. Like, I just remember Christmas being like so boring and shit.
Interesting.
Like watching.
Even as a kid.
It's a Wonderful Life or Miracle on what? 23rd? 31st? 32nd? 22nd? 34th? 34th. 34th.
Sounds right.
Miracle.
I haven't seen either of those movies because they seem really boring.
They're really boring.
Have you watched The Holiday?
No.
Oh my God.
That's Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Jack Black.
Kate Winslet. Cameron Diaz.
Cameron,
and Jude Law.
Ortiz. That's why I didn't want to take a guess at Cameron Diaz. Mm. Couldn't get that out of my head.
That's fair. Yeah, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's a proper Christmas music? Christmas movie.
Uh-huh.
It's got Christmas music in it.
Yeah.
And it's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's the best, and you should watch it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I wonder if my aversion to Christmas also comes from like the gift-giving aspect.
Okay.
Where I don't know if I've ever felt seen.
Ooh,
with a gift that I,
yeah.
Or it's like, you know, it's like, okay, like, yeah, you know, like
rough.
these gifts are nice. It's nice to like have things bought
it's like
for
thought,
you and whatnot.
It, yeah. It feels nice because people thought about you.
Yeah.
But then it feels bad.
But then it's like, oh, what would I have wanted instead? And then I'm like, I don't know. Oh my gosh, I'm having a fucking identity crisis over the fact that somebody bought me a present.
I think I'm never going to buy you a gift. Is what this.
Just make it a good one. Jeez.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of pressure. A plant. I could buy you a plant.
Yeah, plants are fine.
I think that's a pretty neutral gift, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just one of those things. I think I also like deal with a lot of like financial stuff from that's, growing up.
Okay, yeah.
In like, oh my gosh, like we're like, you know, like if my parents buy me a lot of presents, then it's like, are you guys... able to? Are you allowed? Are you allowed?
Interesting. Is Are this... you feeling pressured to?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And then like, oh my gosh, now I have to love.
Right. Because you spent all this money on it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
One gift that we got that was great. We each opened up like our own present.
Yeah.
And I got Men in Black 2.
Okay.
On DVD.
Ooh.
On DVD. Okay. And my brother and sister
How
also.
How old were you?
This was back when Men in Black came. Black, Men in Black
True,
2
actually,
came
that's
out, good. So
that's
we good. Can do that real quick.
That's a really good distinction.
2002, so 10 years old.
Okay.
But yeah, they got old. It on DVDs.
Cute.
We didn't have a DVD player.
That's funny.
And so the next present
was a DVD player.
Was a DVD player.
That's a great gift.
It was pretty good.
And it's a good sibling gift because it's for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's adorable.
I think that might have also been the Christmas that we got like gifted a trip to Disneyland.
Damn.
From my parents as well.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that probably was.
That's a big gift.
Wow, this is bringing me back. So we got a DVD player in December.
Okay.
And then I think after that, my dog died.
Okay.
I think it was like in winter, but not in December.
Okay.
And then we went to Disneyland.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot happened for you in that like couple
2002,
months.
2003.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if that actually aligns. I think I was like in grade 3. Ah, but I feel like
I was
in grade
4 in
when I went to Disneyland. Now I'm confused. Well, maybe there were two Christmases with those like exciting surprises.
Yeah.
That's what I want from a gift. I want to be surprised.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not easily surprised because I'm always thinking about every possible outcome in every situation.
Jesus.
Yeah. So someone's like, oh, I need to talk to you, or like, we're going to talk to you about this, or like, I've got a surprise for you. So I'm coming up with everything that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
And then even if I am surprised, I'm usually disappointed because I thought about like the most ridiculous possible outcome. And then when it's not that, I'm like, it makes sense. This is not what I thought it would be, but now I'm just sad.
Yeah. It's like, we could have workshopped this a little bit. Do you ever get like, so like, you know, if someone else to like talk to you and you'll go through all those potential scenarios.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about like the good potential scenarios?
Oh, often it
I
is.
Don't.
I often is like good. It's like, oh, someone's like, oh, I've got a surprise for you. And I'm like, oh my God, you bought me a car. Like, you know what I mean, though? Like, it goes to those, like, crazy. So when they're like, oh, here's this cute thing, I'm like, oh, it's not a car.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a ridiculous example. But
and then if somebody bought you a car,
I'd be pretty excited, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Depends on the kind of car.
Oh, interesting.
Like, you just want a car. Oh. Are you okay with, like, a Corolla?
Interesting. Like, yeah, car's a bad example because I like my car.
Mm.
Someone bought me a dog.
Oh.
But I would be more excited depending on the type of dog.
How did you decide to pick Rue?
She was a rescue.
Yeah.
And she was the cutest.
Okay.
In the litter. And she was a girl. And I wanted a girl.
Mm.
She was the only girl.
Oh, yeah. I did not want penises.
Yeah, they're weird. Dog penises are weird. But it's funny. All of the male dogs that I had when I was growing up, that was never a thing. That, like, dog penis situation, which I really hate that we're talking about right now. Okay, have I ever told you Rue's adoption story?
No.
Because it's a great story, but I do want to talk about Christmas,
too. We can talk about Christmas first.
Okay, I have a question. Have you ever heard the thing around, like, people saying that if you're going to buy really expensive gifts for your kids, that you should say that they're from you? And then, like, other gifts are from Santa.
Oh, okay.
Versus giving kids really expensive gifts from Santa. And then kids are going to school. And some kids' Santa gifts are, like, less expensive because of their financial situations. And then some kids are like, I got a trip to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I think that makes a lot of sense. Don't make your crazy expensive gifts from Santa. Because
I've been hitting that so much.
Just cheese string noises. Cheese
strings are important.
And I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it's, like, sad, but I think it makes a lot of sense to not be like, oh, this trip to Disneyland is from Santa, and then you go to school, and then the kid in your class is like, oh, I got, you know, like...
A rock, yeah.
A rock.
Yeah, from Santa.
Right? And then they're like, why does Santa not like me as much? Which is sad.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I wish we lived in a world where we could, where children could feel like they could be like,
yeah,
why does Santa hate me?
Yeah. Yeah. I wish it was less of a thing. I agree.
But no, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I can't come out here and be like, yes, this is what everybody should do from now on. But if it feels right for you, then it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's all I had to say.
No.
About that.
Changing the world one Christmas at a time.
Trying. I love Christmas. I'm so excited for Christmas.
Yeah. What were your other Christmas questions?
Well, least favorite and most favorite, but you just don't really like it in general.
Least favorite, just like the obligation.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah. And like, I need a lot more fun.
Okay.
Out of it.
Okay.
I could use a lot more games at Christmas.
Oh, I love games. I think. We play a lot of games at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And like naps. I think I could use a lot more naps.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah. It just feels like we're going through the motions.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's my least favorite thing.
Okay.
Most favorite thing. I do love the Muppets Christmas Carol.
You do love.
I love the Muppets Christmas Carol.
The Muppets Christmas Carol. That's a good one.
I was listening to Marley and Marley on repeat before I went out last night.
Were you?
Yeah.
There you go. I've only heard it because of you. So.
It really sets. Who would your Marley and Marley be? Who would be the people coming to you from the grave?
Oh, I don't really want to answer that question.
I know you don't want to, but I want you to.
Okay, I'm trying to remember Christmas Carol. Are they're trying to teach you a lesson? Are they trying to scare you a little bit?
Scare you, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They're saying, hey, you're going to get visited by three ghosts.
Right.
Buck up,
right,
buddy,
and it's not gonna be like
you're
going to
be like us.
It's going to be not fun, is what they're saying.
Your chains are forged by what you say and do.
Jesus. Okay.
Wow.
Powerful. I don't know. I mean, the people that have died like me a lot, so I don't know who'd be scary.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think.
You have to find someone who would
not like me.
But like, if you get a word of warning from people,
right,
being like, you need to make some changes,
right, who would it be?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I really don't know.
Like, who would, like, have that impact?
Yeah.
I personally don't know who it would be for me, so yeah. It's okay. Like, I hope you're not beating yourself up.
This is, again, a horrible segment. We have no answers.
It's a question that I'm really interested in, but don't necessarily have.
I don't have an answer.
The answer for it.
Yeah, I'll think about it, but I really don't have an answer to that question right now.
Like my dog, my childhood dog, I would.
Right. Oh.
My childhood dog, actually. And maybe like an ex girlfriend's mom.
Okay. Ooh, interesting.
They'd be like, it would be the thing that makes, well, one of the things that makes Marley and Marley. A good warning is that they are like damned for all time.
Right.
Where I was like, these people in my life, I don't think they're damned for all time.
I don't think so.
But
I don't know them, but I would assume they're not.
But like the other ghosts aren't necessarily bad ghosts. So, or they're not damned necessarily. Yeah.
Just like a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
The Ghost of Christmas Past in Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture.
My goodness. Okay, my favorite thing about Christmas is vibes. Christmas has the best vibes ever. Cozy, Christmas lights, just good vibes. And it's why I think Christmas shouldn't be Christmas all the time. Like, I believe pretty strongly in only putting up Christmas decorations and playing Christmas music starting December. Oh,
that's
gosh.
On me. That's on me.
December 1st.
Okay.
Because, well, I like respecting veterans, so I don't think we should do it till after Remembrance Day. I wonder if my computer's gonna die soon. Oh my god, what the hell?
Yeah,
everyone should Google this right now. It's really scary for a kid's movie.
Yeah, but the Ghost of Christmas Present is very enjoyable in the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Okay, cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
At one point, Michael Caine, who's Scrooge, he's like, "You're a little absent-minded spirit, aren't you?" And he's like, "No, I'm a large absent-minded spirit." Really funny, because he's big. He's very big at that point.
Okay, cute. I like it.
Yeah.
My least favorite part of Christmas. I don't know if I have a least. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I have a least favorite part of Christmas. I think, like, it can be busy, and it can feel like there's a lot going on, but I think that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think that means you got, like, people to spend time with, which is, like, a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really don't know if... I mean, like, where we live...
I slapped myself with a cheese string in my glasses. You can see the mark.
Okay. I didn't see that, actually, so you got away with it. Like, when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where we live, it's cold. So that can be a bummer.
That is a bit of a bummer,
But that's not really a Christmas thing. That's just like our climate thing.
Have you ever had a non-white Christmas?
No, I never have because I've always been in Canada for Christmas, either here or other places. Oh, actually, let me think. I spent quite a few Christmases in BC, and I'm trying to think if we always had... We would have not had always white Christmases, but they would have been cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they get snow. Yeah. Not, like, super memorably. And I've never been, like, somewhere tropical over Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I am kind of lying to you, actually, right now. We did spend one Christmas in Taipei.
Oh.
And it was fairly warmish.
I would like that.
And it's pretty jungly, which I did not expect when we went there. And humid and warm. So that would have been a very not white Christmas, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
What is your hair like in humidity?
Frizzy as all hell. Yeah. It's frizzy most of the time anyways, and we live in the driest climate ever. Or I feel like can be kind of frizzy.
I think we actually live in a desert, don't we?
Oh, we might, with the level of dryness we have.
Of like the precipitation.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Depending on how you define desert, but yeah, I think.
Yeah, so it gets pretty frizzy.
If we don't live in a desert, I grew up in a desert, I think.
Oh, okay. So this is just like humid to you then.
I'm drowning in all this moisture.
Yeah.
Yeah, cold is...
It's rough.
Hard.
Yeah, but we actually often get really nice Christmases. Like, if we can go for a walk on Christmas Day, like, comfortably, take the dogs for a little walk...
That's the thing. The walking on Christmas Day, I don't get it. I don't enjoy it.
Well, we got to take our dogs for a walk. So it's, like, just that.
Yeah, but, like, I don't... Maybe I just don't enjoy walks.
Or like, you like walking, Hannah.
I like walk, like, enough.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like a big family walk, I don't get anything from it.
That's fair.
Maybe, but, like, maybe I also, like, it's always tough when I think about my family. It's like, are we like a superficial family?
Okay.
Or is this just like normal?
Right. Interesting.
Yep.
I can't answer that for you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't just want to have small talk on these walks. I'd rather die.
Right. Yeah, but you'd rather die than have small talk in general.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah, fair. That's fair. Some people only want small talk, but I don't think those people are very comfortable with themselves.
Those people would hate to see me coming at a rave.
Yes. Because Jimmy is going to ask them their life story, and they're going to hate it.
Yeah.
To be fair, I hate talking to strangers, so...
Oh. Sometimes, like, there's nothing more liberating than talking to strangers.
I hate it.
You can be whoever you want to be.
I just don't like people. I feel very uncomfortable. I'm pretty awkward too, so I think that's... I need some like alcohol in my body.
I think it was only recently that you shared that you hate feeling awkward.
Yeah.
And like...
Which is so how I feel talking to most people.
So I think like that's... I'm excited to see how that keeps showing up in your life. Because the things you have aversions to... It might not be because it's like an awful thing. It could just be like, I feel like this is going to be too awkward.
Yeah. And I don't think I have a smooth conversation, like rhythm.
Oh.
So talking to people, like, so unless I'm talking to someone super extroverted, it's not a fun time for me.
That's fair.
Because I'm not a person to like ask questions. It doesn't come naturally.
I'm great at asking questions, awful at answering them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good match because I'm pretty good at answering questions.
I
think.
That's why you're the interesting.
That's
and
true.
I'd be the unnecessarily complex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still a good name.
Yeah.
It's long.
Yeah. It is.
I don't know.
I do feel good about Shame on Me.
It's definitely grown on me now that I know the story.
I
hit
the mic with my hands, with cheese, with my face.
I keep touching the stand and I'm wondering if the sound... Oh, yeah. The sound is definitely coming through.
Oh, yeah. That's the good shit. You like this, listeners?
I can see the little sound waves. That's not good, though. Okay. What was the other thing that we were talking about?
Christmas?
It derailed off of Christmas. And then I said I wanted to keep talking about this, but I also wanted to talk about Christmas. Do you remember?
I remember that happening.
Yeah.
Oh, Rue's adoption story.
Do you want to hear it? Or should we save it for another episode?
How long is it?
I don't know. It's not that long.
We're at like an hour and a half now.
We should save it.
Yeah, I'm fine with saving it.
Because we've got such good content.
We've got topics galore.
Yeah. I'm going to write it down right now. It's a cute story. It's like not long, but it's cute.
Okay.
And she's cute.
I think that's delightful.
One thing I'll say is that I think her and her brothers had different dads. Which is a thing that can happen in dog litters.
Interesting.
And because they looked way different than her.
Huh.
Like, incredibly different than her.
Huh.
So, I'm writing it down.
One of the names that we had for Hannah was Janice.
There, I feel like there's like a line between people who name their animals human names and then people who don't. You know, like, it's a very clear divide.
What are some examples of like non-human names for dogs?
Like Odin.
Oh.
My friend's dog's Taco. Name is Odin. Taco. Stefan wants to name, there's his name. He wants to name our next dog Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I wish I
was your ally in this one. But yeah.
I wish anyone was my ally because every person I've told is like, that's adorable. And I'm like, that's not what you were supposed to say.
Okay. Is this because you hate the name or because you feel awkward? About it. I
just
believe in your resilience.
I mean, I think it's inevitably going to be the name of our next dog. I don't think it's gonna...
You take so much away from him. You make him jump through so many hoops. He needs something to hold
really
on to.
A
he
horrible
needs...
partner.
Shame on you. Shame on me.
What did he said he wanted to be a guest and talk about something, but I can't remember what he wanted to talk about. He was also under the influence when he said it, so I don't know what.
He just wants to fucking ride your coattails
to
fame and glory, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he should create something of his own rather than
a competing podcast. No shame. anyone.
No shame, no shame.
No shame.
No shame.
That's a good one, too.
That is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Oh, but the problem is lots of shame
that's
up in here.
Well, it's ironic because there's so much shame.
I do love irony.
But there's also irony and shame on me, so.
No shame with Rebecca Wolf.
Ah, fucking hell. I don't know who Wolf. Rebecca Wolf.
Wolf?
Two O's.
Oh, recently published too.
I'm double checking.
Welcome
shame
to
on. Was
no
it shame on
shame.
You? Shame on me?
Shame on me.
Shame on me.
A podcast that features the experiences of women who refuse to bend to the whims of cultural expectations. I'm your host, Rebecca Wolf. And as well as being an author, I'm also a single mother of four teenagers, a widow,
friend,
a lover, who has spent the last two decades writing about my very human and also very often messy experiences. My apologies, Rebecca Wolf, but as a self-proclaimed author, wait.
That was a long, and you know what, yeah, though? There's a lot. I'm
not
rooting for Rebecca Wolf now.
That's great. I'm not impressed with the prose.
Oh.
So my
awkward.
Shame on me for voicing.
I did find a podcast called Shame on Me, but there's only one episode that was published in 2021. That's the only one on Spotify. So
we've already got
them
beat. We've got two episodes. Oh, there is a podcast called Shame on Me.
Which one are you looking at?
I'm seeing 2020, Social Bleeding.
Oh, that's not the one I'm...
No, theirs is exactly what ours is about. Me talking about whatever I feel like in that exact moment.
That
enjoy.
That's the one I found on Spotify.
I
by
think we go
Ashton
for it.
Smith.
If we have to pay them off, we have to pay them off.
Me talking about whatever I feel like in that exact moment. Enjoy. Thanks for listening. I adore you all! ! With the little heart with like a little.
I literally just said that.
I know. I'm just saying it's the same. I'm not worried.
Damn. You heard it here first, folks.
We just promoted like quite a few other.
Come at us.
We've been promoting a lot of things that we're not getting paid to promote. And really, we should only
You're
be promoting
welcome,
things
world.
We love. Vitamin water.
With caffeine.
With caffeine.
Caffeine, is that a herb or a spice?
No, it's a drug. Some
What's
drugs,
the difference?
I guess, are...
What's the difference?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Next time on Shame on Me, we'll...
Talk about the difference between drugs and herbs
and
spices.
Especially when we're talking about Dune. Spice is a drug.
True.
Are you a Dune head?
I watched the movies. Uh-huh. I have not read the books yet.
Okay.
And I don't know if I will, to be honest, because I don't think I'm going to like them.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's interesting. A lot of people are like, Dune is science fiction,
mm-hmm.
not like fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel if you have like feudalism and swords,
then it's fantasy.
It's still fantasy.
Interesting. But it's spacey.
Star Wars is a fantasy and it's spacey.
True.
The Star War.
True.
I saw a post on Reddit the other day, like, what would it be like if all the titles of Star Wars movies were said in the dialogue? And so, like, episode one is The Phantom Menace. I don't know what is...
I'm confused. I'm just interested.
So, you know how, like,
saying.
The Suicide Squad, they were like, what are we? Some kind of Suicide Squad?
Right. And everyone, like, threw stuff at the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, for episode one, The Phantom Menace,
okay.
It, like, Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn are talking to each other. And it's like, I don't know if these negotiations are going to go well. It kind of seems like there's a Phantom Menace nearby. Well, there can't be a Phantom Menace or else that would ignite an entire Star War.
It's really the distinction between good writing and bad writing.
Disagree.
And
I think there's a lot to be said about camp.
Okay. Yeah.
Yo, I was talking to somebody the other day. They said they had their first tab of acid.
Yeah.
In grade 7.
Ooh, yeah, that's early.
At school.
Ooh.
That could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Yeah, it is kind of scary what kids are doing at such young ages, depending where they live and the environments they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I was coming at with like, oh, these people are just... Remember I was telling you about a thought I had?
Okay.
And then it sounded like it was like a high thought and I couldn't articulate it very well. Okay. We'll get into it. We'll get into it another time.
Yeah.
Any last words?
No, this was fun.
Yeah, next time on, like, where are we? I'm
feeling pretty good about Shame on Me.
I'm a 10 out of 10
yeah,
on it.
I'm like an 8.5.
Okay.
Or an 8, which is pretty good.
Where are you with Interesting and Unnecessarily Complex?
I'm kind of the same because I think I might like it better, but I don't think it flows as well.
It doesn't. Even just when I said it right now, it's like it's difficult to...
Yeah.
And like we can still carry the ghost of Interesting and Unnecessarily Complex with us.
Yeah, it could be the little log line or whatever. No, that's not what I'm... Is that what I'm trying to say? Like the little line underneath the title?
Yeah, like that's our podcast description. Yes. Like title is Shame on Me.
Interesting and Unnecessary. Yeah. See, I can't say it. Yeah. I also feel like Shame on Me requires less explanation, which I think is important because some of the other ones we've tested out, I've tested on other people. And there was way too much like healthy relationships in quotations.
It's really funny though.
It is really funny, but it's kind of only funny to us.
It is inside. Of specific reasons. It is inside baseball, isn't
and it?
It
required a lot of explanation.
Yeah.
So I'm on board with Shame on Me. I think we need our Gen Z consultant.
Yeah.
To give us feedback.
I'm surprised we haven't heard back.
Did you message them?
I sent them the message last night in the middle of the night.
They're not in the country right now, so they might.
They're in a country.
They might be using WhatsApp,
and that might be why you got sent through the text message. Did mine get sent to you as a text message?
I don't think so. I think I just sent a text message. Oh, but I see what you're saying. How would I know? Because it's just a gray bubble. Regardless, would it have come through as green?
I think it literally says it right above it.
It doesn't say, so I'm assuming it not. You're right, because mine says SMS message.
Yep.
We could message them. Well, I guess I'll be working tomorrow.
Who's Shan?
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, never mind. I was just looking at my messages, and I was like, who is this person?
Well,
but
that was not interesting at all.
No. No.
I'll message our producer tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I'm working, but you're not working.
Yeah.
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 I'm excited for the week off.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm excited when I get there.
Happy Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everyone. We'll be back in the new year.
Please.
Subscribe.
Enjoy.
If you haven't
this,
already.
Because, you're going to be listening to this weeks after.
So,
so I hope.
Hopefully your New Year's was good.
Hope the end of the year was.
Treated you well.
Manageable.
Ooh, I like that.
You know?
Manageable is a good word.
Maybe you get a story out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
We've been ending this episode for 10 minutes straight.
And next time we'll talk about it on Shame on Me. Goodbye.
Bye.